Rosa, good morning. I want to thank you, Neuberger, for giving the shiur this morning. I just wanted to finish up the sugya from Samech Zayin Amud Beis 67b to the Mishnah on Samech Ches Amud Aleph. So actually, just to run through the sugya as it begins, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines up from the bottom. So the Gemara says, V'chi teima hodlok Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara says, maybe you'll think that the Mishnah that the Gemara quoted from Maseches Kingdom does not hold like Rabbi Yeshua. U'mi matzis amr sachi, can you really say this? Now the Gemara quotes this idea from the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Tashma, ha'isha sha'amra harei alai ken. If a woman says that I will bring a pair of birds, now what she's doing over here is she's making a neder to bring a pair of birds as both as olos, if I give birth to a boy. So what's the halacha? Yoldu zachar, if she gives birth to a boy, mivia shnei kinim. So she has to bring two pairs of birds. So remember again, one pair of birds is for her neder, that she agreed to go ahead and bring two birds as olos. The second pair of birds is the regular chatos and ola that she has to go ahead and bring as a yoledes. Whenever a woman gives birth, she brings two birds. One is a chatos, one is an ola. So that's the Gemara says. So the Mishnah says, achas l'nidro, she brings one pair of birds to satisfy her neder, her obligation. V'achas l'chovasa. And one pair of birds, ultimately, again, to satisfy her obligation as a yoledes. So nisanas on the coin, hakoin tzarach lasos and shalosh lemala va'achas lemata. So the way this works is follows. So there are four birds, but out of the four birds, three of them are olos, one of them is a chatos. Therefore, again, remember, by chatos ha'of, by olas ha'of, so the sprinkling is done lemala michot ha'sikra, above the red line, and for the chatos, ultimately, again, it's the lemata michot ha'sikra, below the red line. So technically speaking, out of these four birds, three of them are olos, one of them is a chatos, three of them require sprinkling above the chot ha'sikra, one of them below. So what's the halacha? Lo asakein, ela asashtayim lemala, ubeiz lemata, velo nimlach. So, interestingly enough, what happens if the kohen did two and two? He did two above the chot ha'sikra, two below the chot ha'sikra. In other words, offered two of them as olos, two of them as chatos. And again, the Gemara says, velo nimloch, meaning he never spoke with her about why she was bringing these two pairs of birds. So the kohen just kind of made his own decision about this. So what's the halacha? Tzricha shetavi ot prey the achos, the takri ven lamalo. So she now has to go ahead and bring one more bird to be offered up as an ola, and have it offered up, have its blood sprinkled above the chot ha'sikra. Mimin echad. Now again, always the Gemara says, this is all assuming that the first two pairs of birds that she brought were all of the same type of bird. Umishne minin, however, again, if at the end of the day, let's say the two different groups, in other words, the what we'll call the neder group and the yoledes group, were for two different types of birds. Remember, again, for bird offerings, you could bring torim or bnei yona. You can go ahead and bring turtle doves or pigeons. So let's say she went ahead and she brought shnei minin, tavishtaim. Then ultimately, again, she has to bring two birds as olos. So now the Gemara goes on and introduces another piece here. So the Gemara says, Persha Nidra. What happens, however, if Halacha Lemaisa, she had said that she wants each, she had articulated how she wanted each of the birds to be offered. In other words, Persha Nidra, she went ahead and she specified what she wanted to bring. In other words, that she either Torim or Bnei Yona, but she did not go ahead, and she didn't remember which type she specified as what. So what's the halacha? And again, the kohen went ahead and offered it up as both of them as chatos ola pairs. So tzricha lahavi od gimel preidin. So now she has to bring three more birds as olos. Mimin echod. Now again, ultimately again, this is also assuming that halacha lemaisa, both of the original sets of birds were of the same type. Umishnei minin tavi dalid. But halacha lemaisa, if they were of two different types, then she has to bring another four birds to be offered up as ola. The Gemara then goes weiter. The Mishnah brings another piece. Kava nidra. What happens if halacha lemaisa, she went ahead and she articulated, in other words, that she went ahead and she said that she was bringing a specific type of bird, but she also articulated that she was bringing the olos for her neder, and ultimately again the second two birds to satisfy her childbirth obligations. Now in this case again she brings it to the kohen, but the kohen makes a mistake in terms of how they're designated. So then the Gemara goes on and says, and says, so the halacha is, in this case, she has to bring five more birds, all to be offered up as olos, meaning with their blood sprinkled above the chutas sikra, but that's assuming ultimately, again, the minechad, that everything, both of the original pairs were of the same type of min, of bird. But ultimately, again, if the two different sets of birds were of different meaning, then tavishish, she has to bring six more birds as olos. So the Gemara goes weiter. If she gave the original two pairs of birds to the kohen, but she doesn't know, she doesn't remember what she gave, and then the kohen went ahead and he offers up the birds, but he doesn't have a recollection in terms of what. In other words, the kohen doesn't remember. Did he offer it up as olos? Did he offer it up as chatos? So what's talocha? Tzrichin dalid predin lindara ushtayim lechovasa vechatas achos. So now she has to go ahead and bring four birds. Ultimately, again, four birds. Two of each different types of birds as olos, ultimately again to satisfy the nedarim, and another two birds for the ola of her chat, meaning another two birds, one for the ola of her karban yoledes, and one as the chatos for her karban yoledes. Benazai omer beis chatos, that she has to bring another two chatos offerings. So the Gemara ultimately concludes. This is all quoting from the Mishnah in Meseches Kinim. Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says something very interesting. Now, Rabbi Yeshua kind of gives a general comment on this entire piece over here, discussing just the variety of different circumstances. In other words, what begins as a relatively simple case of a woman wanting to bring two sets of karbanos, one set of karbanos ultimately to go ahead and serve as a neder in the event that she gives birth to a boy, and the other set to serve as her obligation for a karban yoledes, results in all of these different variations. So Rabbi Yeshua Zesha Amru, so Rabbi Yeshua says, this is what people say, kishu chai, or this is, I guess this was a saying, kishu chai, when the animal is alive, this is reference to an aisle, to a ram, kishu chai kola echad, so when the ram is alive, ultimately again, it makes one sound, ukishu meis kolo zayin. But when ultimately, again, the ram is killed, when the ram is slaughtered, it makes seven different voices. So if you look at Rashi says over here, what does this mean? Amr Rabbi Yeshua, it's right across in Tosos, Shachat Hulin. Amr Rabbi Yeshua, Zesh Amr Kishu Chai Kolo Echad, Kishu Meis Kolo Zayin, Has Mefarish Lu Ba'ayel Kamayri, the Kishu Chai Ein Lo Ela Kol Echad. When the ayel, when the ram is alive, it produces only one sound, or it makes whatever, a ram sound. It makes a ram sound. Ukishuhu meis kolo shiva. But when it's dead, when you kill it, it makes seven sounds. How so? So it's actually quite beautiful. So the Gemara says, Ketzad kolo shiva, beis karnav bechatzos ros. So its two horns ultimately create two trumpets, two shofros. Beis shokav, beis chalilin. I guess they used to fashion flutes out of the thigh bones. Oro lutof, its hide, its skin can become ultimately again a drum. Me'ayim linevalim b'nei me'av l'kinoros. So ultimately, the thigh bones are made into flutes. The skin is used to go ahead and make drums. There are different parts of the stomach that are also used for instruments, and then the kishkas are made into the strings of the harp. So Rabbi Yeshua is just saying, same way the ram only makes one sound when it's alive, but makes all of these sounds, making all the instruments when it's dead. So too, again, you have a case over here of a woman who just ostensibly is bringing four karbanos, or I should say two sets of karbanos, but yet, again, the ambiguity of her intent, or I should say the ambiguity of her offering, and sometimes the ambiguity of the coin creates all of these additional sounds. But from the fact that we see that Rabbi Yeshua as commenting on this Mishnah. It tells us that ultimately, again, we would assume that he is the author of this particular Mishnah, and therefore we're left with a contradiction. To which the Gemara says, Emar de Amar Rabbi Yoshua la'afuke mide mi'ila. So the Gemara explains, so say that Rabbi Yoshua made his statement, he was making his statement in removing the mi'ila categorization, or the mi'ila status from the... Namely, that when the Ola is made into a Chatos, so that will remove the Mi'ila designation. However, Lemesek Lechova Mi'amar, but ultimately again, did Rabbi Yoshua actually hold that when you make the Ola into a Chatos, fine, it will remove the Mi'ila obligation, but Lemesek Lechova Mi'amar, does it actually go ahead and fulfill the obligation? And Bepashtos, even Rabbi Yoshua would not hold that way. So we'll say we'll stop over here, Meretz Hashem, we will pick up with the brand new Mishnah on Samech Ches Amud Aleph tomorrow morning. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.